Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Three on a Wednesday edition of the V Show here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Greg Galliette from the Louisville Bats joins us at about 2:35 to talk about a little baseball. Talked a lot of hoops, Cards getting the win over Notre Dame, me taking shots at ESPN and the ACC network. That was fun. Nick Valvano and Phil Baker. I'm Nick Curran. Looking forward to a fun third hour here.
You need to insert yourself as someone who makes nice with the folks over at the ACC Network so you can spew your own propaganda over there. I mean, this is the play, Nick. Come on. You got an ESPN Plus. I mean, we can help you out. You scratch my back, I scratch yours,
yeah,
right?
Take them out from the inside.
I wasn't really taking a shot at the ACC Network as a whole. It was
kind of sounded like you were, just a little bit.
Specific people there, I think.
They might have, dude, you opened fire like, Al Capone on Bugs Moran style. And so they caught some strays, whether you meant them to or not.
I don't understand how they put that show on and present it as this is a very objective look at the teams from the league, because don't believe it is.
Now, I'm not overstepping my boundary because I sent you a personal message about this as well, but Scotty D was talking about this on the air on Talking Sports with Scott Davenport about potentially the ESPNU broadcast. I know he's fighting for that. I don't know if you heard that on the air, but he's fighting for that. So, you can put some feelers out there and say, hey, I do the ESPN Plus games. If you need me to fill in, if Dave O'Brien's feed goes down or something like that, I'm your guy. Just saying. Some viewers out there. So I keep refreshing the ESPN press room thing, but
I can tell you,
no one's tied to it.
I can tell you that they don't need me to fill in for anything. They will have they'll have folks who are much better, hopefully.
And that's the words of encouragement that you always get on the Sunday morning hangover. And speaking of that
Sunday's
enthusiasm,
10 to noon on ESPN 680 and 105.7, by the way.
Well, right after us, we got some college basketball this Sunday. You got Villanova at Butler at 12 p.m. Saturday the day before, you got Marquette at UConn 2:15 on ESPN 680 and 105.7. And tomorrow, that is Thursday, because I am just all over the place. I thought I was operating as today was Thursday for most of the day. Oregon at Stanford, 8:45, ESPN 680. We got you covered. Wall-to-wall coverage with pre- and post-game shows with Louisville and Duke. The UofL Health post-game show with Marcus Maben and Steve Rummich will be hopping on right around, I would say, 8 o'clock-ish, if I have that right. Yeah, because that's a 6 o'clock tip, and all that's on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. And then you got Kentucky-Florida postgame. You got Strebel. I think, is Jack back on the board for that? Because there were some shots fired at Jack Grossman last Saturday whenever, Process was on the board, and maybe, he's not barging in as much. So I'm just saying, ooh, there may be a little schism there in who's running the board for that. Uh-oh. So I don't know who's back on the board for that.
But
you got
sure.
Strebel and Ince around 6 o'clock, and that'll be the first place you hear from Cal right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app.
And by the way, you can visit the Kroger app and get all the fresh you want with delivery or free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Plus, you'll find more ways to save on the fresh you love with personalized coupons, weekly sales, rewards like fuel points, and more. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone. And don't miss that Bellarmine Liberty game. Mentioned it's on ESPNU, of course. It's also here on ESPN Louisville. It'll be across all stations at the start. Coverage begins at 11:45 on all stations, and then UofL baseball coverage begins at 12:50. Bellarmine will switch to just right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7, so you can hear the whole game here with Doug Orme and Mark Bug. Bellarmine basketball on ESPN Louisville, presented by Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal and Focus Caffeinated Sparkling Water. Use promo code ESPN15 to get 15% off your first order. Be sure to tune into that huge game coming up on Saturday. The Knights and the Flames.
Big Liberty. Tilt.
We got it all, baby. I just saw the schedule Andy sent out. We're constantly changing it, but I it made me warm and fuzzy inside to see all the conference tournaments getting set up. So we're all the way out to mid-March on that, and obviously that is going to change a ton, but it is exciting nonetheless. You start seeing the OVC championship. You start seeing Duke Carolina again on March 6th, and just makes you feel nice, warm, and fuzzy. The A-Sun championship. So that could be Scotty D out there for the conference tournament on March 6th.
Vote on that Twitter poll we have up there, the Bet Rivers Twitter poll. Which local team has the best chance to win their conference tournament? Sorry, Jack.
Which local men's basketball
Men's basketball team, yes. And I did when I posted it. I did put that
you did.
In the...
You did? Very nice. Very proud of you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, but our choices, we have the Cards, the Cats, the Tops, and the Knights. Sorry, Jack Grossman. I know Mitchell pointed out that he was probably a little upset about that.
That's okay. It's okay. I don't think he would have voted for Indiana.
Probably not. He is very critical. When he messed up a couple Sundays ago with the mortgage show, it's kind of a sensitive topic. He had to speak positively about Archie Miller, which it just sounded like complete BS and fake take.
It was actually pretty natural. I get good credit. I got to give him credit. He did a nice job with it.
By the way, we haven't been on the air since then, but we predicted this was going to happen. I know we need to get the Twitter poll. I think we need a collective clapping of Tim Sullivan being able to unmute himself on the press conference on Monday. I was so proud of him. I was just like, man, it was like the, you know, Steve Carell office thing when Jim says all those nice things to him. That was me listening to that. No hiccups, no help, just Tim Sullivan just getting it right. I loved it.
He had a little bit of trouble last night, though. Just a tiny bit.
Go to Tim.
Be still, my heart. Be still.
It's about 9.5 seconds.
Tim, I can't see if you're talking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Malik played 17 minutes on Saturday.
He was doing so well, was there any question with the Chris Mack, Eric Wood video, any question that he was not going to have that puppy just unmuted, ready to go? God bless him. Never change. Good on him for asking those questions, too.
I was going to say, I mean, of course, asked, Sully and Jerry Tipton, I mean, kind of, you know, I could have given you four guesses. You would only needed two.
I was so proud. No, look, whenever I say that is no shade tossed toward Tim Sullivan.
No, not at all.
I want him to be able to unmute himself. It is a big part of this COVID Zoom world. But, man, there was no question my boy was going to come through on that one and have no issues on that.
And, well, as promised and as hoped, that is what we got. 267-9680, the phone number, 437-9680, the UPS jobs text line. It's time for a Bet Rivers Twitter poll, but an audio version.
Yeah, and actually, I just thought of something. Actually almost have two.
Okay, perfect.
And, you know, no, I do have two because I don't know if you guys were listening, and if you weren't, shame on you. No, I'm kidding. But Monday we had the great Peter Burns from SEC Network on.
This was the kindest compliment you've ever given me, but go ahead.
Phil, I swear, occasionally I do my job. Occasionally. Not often, but I do. And I booked this guest who, I mean, he's been kind of tough to track down. Mitch hates him because he won't return his calls.
Sure.
But he came on our show, Peter Burns. Big fan of his. Very nice guy. He joined. I had a soundbite of him from over the weekend. He does the show with Katie George, I think Best Week Ever or something like that.
Great lead into us.
Yes. He was talking about whether or not we need to see more underdogs in the NBA and college basketball, if a little bit more parity would be good and everything. And I was like, this will be a good soundbite. We can kind of, I'll play this. Peter can amplify the point. Pops can talk about it. You know, wow, the fabled soundbite and the guest. Ooh.
Ooh.
Dubbed it, downloaded it, listened to it, made sure I had it properly queued up. And then when I went to play it, all I heard was Phil Baker. And I thought that I had somehow accidentally downloaded, because the file number, this is super inside baseball, it's downloaded as a cart number.
Sure.
So I thought that, oh crap, somehow I downloaded an audio file from the Sunday Morning Hangover. So I played it once, played it twice, was convinced I had the wrong clip, and just screamed at Peter and Pops and said, sorry guys, my bad, I have the wrong clip.
Yeah, I heard it live. You melted a little bit, but that is the kindest 100%. compliment anyone has given me as a weekend national host. And look, in my tell-all book, we'll dive into the awkward interactions that Process had letting Katie George in to do that show to our studios, and she had to sneak in through the what now is our new studios, the 93.9 studios, used to be through the Chinese restaurant. It'll be in my tell-all book, but that is a compliment that I got four buddies probably that texted me when you talked about that on there, said you sound nothing like him. So I was quickly brought back to life.
So in your mind, Peter Burns sounds like Phil Baker.
No, he doesn't. But when I listen,
there goes the compliment. No,
right. Sorry, Phil. You sound you have good. A great voice.
Ripped it away. Yeah.
But it was weird. Like I didn't hear it when he was on the air with us or anything. But at this point I did. And just listen to this. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe, again, it's the drugs, but I'm telling you, this sounds like Phil Baker.
Because in college football, right, we always say, well, it's only the same three teams every single time. We kind of...
That right there. As it keeps going, it start. You can...
At the very beginning, I'm
very
right.
beginning, I can I'm, hear the I'm cadence. Gotta, I hate the sound of my own too. Voice, so it's... Yeah, no one likes to hear it, but yes, I can hear that a bit. Not much,
because
but
in college
a bit.
Football, right, we always say, well, it's only the same three teams...
Yeah.
I think it's the right, me answering my own question before giving you an opportunity to, because I just barge in. That is it right there.
I can hear it at that part.
I was 1,000% convinced that I had the wrong soundbite there.
Because in college football, right, we always say, well, it's only the
because
same
in college
three teams every single time.
The college football cadence part.
Because in college football.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a bonus Bet Rivers Twitter poll. Does Peter Burns sound like Phil Baker? Yes. A little bit, absolutely not.
And then
because
who,
just because I want
who's Phil Baker is the last one.
That's fantastic.
Just the last one, TF Phil Baker.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a little bit if I were answering that.
A smidge, okay.
That's, yeah, a smidge.
Look. All right. I'm adding that option to make myself feel a little better because
look,
I feel
man,
like
I'm telling you what, man, that interaction that Katie George and I had when she saw the Process for the first time and she couldn't get in. She couldn't get into the studio. And then she had to call Patty Ice, which is a whole nother story that we could dive into one of these days, but
that's
that'll
be
my tell-all book.
I'll be purchasing the book if I don't get an advanced copy.
I actually served her and her fine folks and Paolo DiPiccolo. At Equus Jacks over the summer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were very, 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 very nice. It was weird because I didn't recognize them at first, and I was like, wait a minute, I know them. Well, and then I heard them say Paolo, and everything clicked. And I was like, oh, that's Katie George. That's Paolo DiPiccolo. That's her family. Like, well, whatever you go, blah, blah, blah. And then I told them a story about how Dad interviewed Jay Billis on the toilet one time, and they laughed.
Goodness gracious.
And so, yeah. And just want to say that
you gotta let the cake bake, and then you just hear the flush right there. Oh, that would be fantastic!
Shout out to the George family, by the way. They're in the Good Tippers Club. I'm just gonna say that.
Oh well,
yeah. I don't know.
I think that went without saying. As you were speaking pretty glowingly about them, I was thinking, well,
they
didn't give them a dollar.
They were so incredibly nice. Like there's certain people that and I always feel weird because I don't like to say that. Like, hey, you probably know me from somewhere. Like, and then I don't want them to feel obligated to tip me. They were so nice. They could have left me a breath mint as a tip, and I would have been like, my day's made. They were collectively, the whole group of them. And that's how you know someone's truly nice, because beforehand, before I knew it was them, and I was still kind of in that, I know these people from somewhere. Like, that phase, they were still all incredibly kind and sweet and everything right. like that. And I think I spilled half a martini on her mom. So,
oh, perfect.
And they were still very friendly. So, yeah, well, shout good. Out to everybody at that table. Good people.
Awesome
there
stuff.
There you go.
Awesome.
Do you want me to get
football,
to some
right?
text?
We always say, well, it's only the same three teams every...
See, I did that on purpose because I wanted to see
You want my cadence?
I wanted to see if they would blend together.
It's the best compliment I've received at the station. A national weekend host, I will take that and run with it. But then, you know, people hear me and they're like, who's this buffoon? So, look, just leave it at the compliment. Say I sound like him, and then we can move on. And then Katie George, if you ever need to fill in on Sundays, shout out to your boy Phil _ Baker. So yeah, you know,
people wouldn't even know that it wasn't Peter Burns.
That's a good point. It'd be like,
same initials, baby. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Nick Kern, Phil Baker. Nikki V in for the V Show. They are down at Cardinal Town. I am here in the Baker Bunker. I believe the ACC network is biased toward Tobacco Road schools, the show that Coach KB saved the segment endlessly when they could have a live game on. Steve, I will only combat that with saying you do realize we have Eric Wood and Luke Hancock on there on some of that coverage on there. You just need to, this is where Nick Kern needs to finagle himself and try to get into the ACC network on that
front. I'm not holding the class that saved Coach K against them. I mean, they've been put in situations this year a lot where, hey, there's a game. Oh, wait, there's not. So they have
You can only run Packer and Durham so many times.
Yeah, they have to put something on, and that's kind of their go-to because it's a couple hours, so it fills some time, which makes sense. So,
as a college basketball fan, also coming down the text line, I should say, as a college basketball fan and Big Blue Nation follower, I don't believe I've watched any ESPN outside of the game in the last 6 to 7 years. Let's see.
Fair.
And somebody called him Mandy McSweeney, which I don't really understand with that. Okay. I'm tired of hearing Dickie V on every call. They need more talent in the basketball analyst, which I'll combat this. They've kind of shoehorned. He's extremely talented. Jay Billis to kind of be that Mike, that number one color guy there. So, but Dickie V still getting some love. I mean, he's so tied in with college basketball.
Sure. And with this year again, I think there's less different people calling games because so many people are doing them from home that you can just say, all right, you're calling this game tonight. You're calling this game tomorrow. You don't have to travel anywhere. So I think there's less, you know, there's less different people maybe calling games than there would be in a normal year again because of the situation we're in.
Yeah, and I think you saw firsthand last night. Again, Corey Alexander did a fantastic job swimming in the deep end, but Dave O'Brien not being able to connect a little bit is reason 194 why this vaccine can't get here soon enough so we can get some of these announcers back. I think you've seen with the delays and people being dropped on some of these broadcasts, it's just a different feel. I'm sure the travel department at ESPN is doing very happy with the bookkeeping, but I think you're just missing something when you're not there in person.
No doubt about it. It's a big miss. So hopefully we'll be able to get folks back in person soon, as soon as possible. Definitely need that. Do we want to, after much lead up, we've got Greg Galliette coming up in 15 minutes talking about the bad schedule that's out and, well, just baseball being back in general. Spring training is here. Thought it was a good time to bring Greg in and pick his brain. And if anyone has questions for him, again, drop him on the text line 437-9680. That's the UPS jobs text line 437-9680. Do we want to do the Bet Rivers sort of audio Twitter poll with the cartoons?
I don't think
a phrase that I pretty much would only say right here too. By the way,
I don't think I was going to do it with Pops, but he's kind of, you know, from the old school Looney Tunes and Mel Blanc or the 60s, 70s Hanna-Barbera.
Sure.
You know, I feel like that. So I don't think this was pertained to him as much. And I don't know how to phrase this without sounding like a stammering idiot more than I normally do. But I got to thinking, I finished the Batman game, Arkham Knight, over the weekend. And
congratulations on that!
Thank you. It was a big.
Did you do the Riddler challenges and everything, or did you just do the campaign?
No. I still have about 2/3 of the Riddler.
Yeah, no. I check out after the campaign. I don't need to do all that. I'm not in it for brownie points that say you finished 100% of it. Give me the campaign, and I don't need to do all these other side missions.
But I was playing the DLC though, the Harley Quinn and the Nightwing one and everything like that. So that was kind of fun. The Red Hood where you're actually killing people, that felt kind of strange.
But now, Nick, do you understand what he's talking about at all?
No, actually,
I feel like we need to start talking about our KDR. We need to start talking about our KDR and, like, I heard you talking about getting on Modern Warfare.
I am so
for Call of Duty.
Bad.
As am I. My buddies won't pick me up anymore. I just join them for the company.
Yeah,
no. I'm bad at all Call of Duty games as well. I know
Nick probably still has
a
Game Gear.
No. Played some Call of Duty. yeah, it became less fun for my friends to be there too. We would do some unique challenges with the Call of Duty. I sucked at it.
I was the sacrificial lamb that would just go out there spraying and pray, and then it's Cannon like, hey, guys, you get the high ground, and then I'll be the one that dies.
Hey, we know where everyone is now. You've done your job, Phil. Thank you.
Yeah, I took out a helicopter point blank yesterday. You know what? Call of Duty for me is golf. Okay. Where it's I think, you know, with some practice, I'd be okay at it. I certainly wouldn't be like, you know, Ninja or one of those pro gamer
guys.
By the
clubhouse turn, you are checked out.
Yeah, but by that time, I'm usually, at that point, I'm like, just give me beers and snacks and let's get through it. And every time I'm about ready to throw my controller out the window or my clubs into a tree, I find a fairway. And, you know, you get pure. Like yesterday, like a helicopter full of guys flew right in front of me and I had a rocket launcher. Took them all out and I was like, you know what? This game is kind of fun.
I love it.
And then I was getting sniped in the head and called derogatory terms by 13-year-old kids. So, you know, yeah, that was a good time. But no, Call of Duty. Anyway, so finished up the Batman game and I realized that Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, for me, there's other great versions of Batman, cartoon and live action. But that is the quintessential voice for me, for Batman. And then I started racking my brain, what other guys, like when I think of an animated character, that if that voice isn't associated with it, it's not that it's bad, but it just feels a little out of place.
Sure.
And I came up with a couple. And my criteria for this were that there needed to be multiple iterations of this character in other mediums that were voiced by different people. So there's other versions of Batman that are voiced by other people. There's other versions of the Joker that are voiced by other people. However, I think Mark Hamill's version that's in the Batman the Animated the Series and the Arkham games and everything is the most iconic.
Right.
The other people I came up with on the list were Peter Cullen's Optimus Prime. He voiced it in the animated series as well as the live-action Michael Bay movies. And Lorenzo Music, may he rest in peace, the voice of Garfield. Okay. I wanted to get somebody on there that wasn't a superhero. I was maybe going to go the Goku route. I forgot the guy's like Stephen Schimmel or something, I think is his name. But anywho, I felt like this one was a decent one. So I'm going to play each of these guys a little tidbit. You guys feel free to weigh in. But we'll start with, honestly, this is my favorite one. We're going to start with a little Kevin Conroy clip here, a little Batman.
If you were a kid back in the 90s and early 2000s, then chances are you were probably watching the animated series about the Batman. Mm-hmm. Behind every great animated hero is a great voice actor. And for me, that actor is Kevin Conroy.
How was that?
That was good, Kevin. Keep going.
Okay.
I am vengeance. I am the night. I am Batman.
So that's crazy because if you, Nikki V and I talked about this in the studio when I was down there a while back. He's such a frail little man. You know what I mean? Like for that, to have those pipes, very impressive. He looks like Frank from Shameless, William H. Macy to me.
He looks sort of like that, a little, maybe sprinkle in a little William Dafoe in there.
And maybe, yeah, I can see that.
Maybe a little Locke, too, because I don't want to make it sound like, you know, he's like an anemic-looking dude, but he's...
He's in the Batcave looking at IG models, too?
No, 100%. Is that what he's doing? Yeah, that's 1,000%. And his main villain isn't necessarily the Joker. What would it be? It would be Tiger.
Tiger Woods.
It would be Anthony Fauci. No, I'm kidding. I don't know who else it would be.
Cal.
Yeah. So
it's funny you said that. Under Memories, my photo album, you were talking about Locke. It was a meeting we were having in the conference room, and I'm sure it was something in-depth what we needed to do for March Madness, and he was looking at an Instagram model,
yeah.
And I had a picture of it. It's still in my photo. I need to send it out to the masses, but I won't do that.
Miss him so much, and I say that from the heart. That's not radio snarkiness.
Oh, he texts in every Sunday. I would say just about every Sunday. He's texting in disagreeing with something that Nick or myself is saying on the Sunday Morning Hangover. So he is a... I don't know what he's doing, if he's on the elliptical at Planet Fitness or what he's doing.
Perhaps.
If he's doing, you know, booty boot camp with Carolyn at somewhere. I don't know what he's doing, but yeah, he's texting us, unfortunately.
I kind of want that to be, God, another Bet Rivers Twitter poll for another day. What what workout thing does Locke do with Carolyn the most? The Brazilian butt lift, Tybo, P90X, I don't know, Insanity.
Goodness gracious.
What's the one with Sean T where you're like dancing? Like the Zumba or whatever.
Yeah, I miss lock too.
I genuinely, that's from the heart. Hope his Achilles is staying healthy, whatever he's doing. Okay, so that was person number one,
right.
Kevin Conroy, Batman from the animated series, who I'm putting my money on as the favorite. Second one, I thought Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime, and I took a little bit of the first one. Transformers 1, what was the name of that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, the first Michael Bay Transformers movie. I took a little snippet from that. I thought it was funny.
My name is Optimus Prime. We are autonomous robotic organisms from the planet Cybertron. But you can call us Autobots for short.
Autobots.
Was cracking, little bitches. My first lieutenant. Designation Jazz.
This looks like a cool place to kick it.
What is that? How do you learn to talk like that?
We've learned Earth's languages through the World Wide Web.
Well, as you would. I think that might be the one for me. Like that, the Optimus Prime voice, even though I didn't even watch Transformers growing up, but that's just, I think, even though I didn't watch it.
I think it's going to be a two-horse race but between those two, 100%. But, I don't know. Like, it would have been Batman for me if they hadn't had Peter Cullen voice the movies. But...
Yeah,
in all the live action movies, that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, Nick, I feel like Nick Kern wants no part of this conversation because he strikes me as like a 90s baby that was just listening to country music and watching NASCAR.
No, that is not true at all. I didn't get into the country music until a little bit later. I was at least 13 or 14, I'd say, before that. I mean, I was... before it became like exclusively what I listened to, and did like the NASCAR from a pretty young age, but was watching all this too.
Name three Autobots that aren't Optimus Prime.
I didn't watch Transformers. I already said it.
But I don't. You can't. Okay. Right.
Do you know who Optimus Fine is?
No.
All right. Name three Batman villains that aren't the Joker.
Okay. The Penguin.
You went with the Penguin first.
Yeah, Riddler.
Okay.
And Two-Face.
Okay, all right. You're pretty good.
I can name Batman villains.
You can. Okay.
I didn't watch
437-9680. A couple texts coming down. Nick, Arkham Knight was good, but he hated the Batmobile. Those missions were tough. Painting as always, I'm an older than you guys trivia question, but... also, one of my favorite cartoons growing up was Scooby-Doo. The voice of Shaggy was Casey Kasem. That is Nick Curran right there. He watched.
That's right.
He listened to that.
I almost put that. That was on my original list. That was him.
I didn't know that Casey Kasem was the voice until the Frank Caliendo bit, and then that's when I knew. But yeah, Scooby-Doo's classic. And when we were going down this road with these things, I thought we were going to be. Like comparing the two. So like for me, the ultimate one was Bewitched, the Darren in Bewitched. There was Dick York.
God,
for a while.
You're 90 years old,
Dick
man.
Sergeant.
You are 90
yeah.
years old.
Nice.
I know.
I like that sound effect, the little nose thing.
Yeah, right.
I need to get that as a sound effect here maybe when Pops is...
Nikki
V,
you need to watch WandaVision. I know we're kind of sprinkling all over.
I'm all in on WandaVision.
Okay,
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right, the last voiceover
We have two more, okay. and I'm mad now that I took Shaggy off the list, because he originally was... I don't know if you know this or not, but that's like an internet theme now, that Shaggy, like, they're turning him into, like, a superhero. Like, they tried to get him as, like, a downloadable character in, like, the new Mortal Kombat.
Oh, boy.
Where he's, like, yeah, they're, like, putting memes to him, like, with, like, the Doom music playing, like, killing people and stuff. I had no idea. Yeah, no, he's become, like, an internet sensation.
What
like,
a world.
People, like, Chuck Norris. He's, like, you know, entering that territory. Okay, so we had the Batman. I wanted to add Mark Hamill's Joker, because I just think that... If I hear, I mean, it's like peanut butter and jelly. You know, if Batman's the peanut butter, then Mark Hamill's Joker's the jelly.
Hello, Gotham. Joker's back in town.
Can't be.
Oh, no. Your old eyes do not deceive you, Brucey. After all, who know me better than you?
I kind of want to put Nick on the spot and see if you can do a Joker laugh, but I can't. So
No, I definitely can't. No, but that's that is another good iconic voice. I agree. I still think Optimus Prime is my clubhouse leader, though, even though I didn't watch it. Like, I watched the Batman series, so
that's impressive.
But like, I don't know. I feel like the Optimus Prime.
Did you see the
voice,
Transformers movie? Sorry, I yes, completely barreled in and interrupted you.
What'd you think of Megan Fox in those?
I saw the movies.
Thoughts on Megan Fox?
Yay, nay?
Yeah, nice job in the film.
yeah, she did.
She's good at looking at
437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Nick Kern, Phil Baker, Nikki V in for Bobby V. It is the V Show, the Take with Andy Sweeney coming up after us at 3 o'clock. All right, last one. Who was the next one we had?
All right, last one. He may rest in peace. It's Lorenzo Music, who voiced a lot of characters. I think he did Bullwinkle. That was going to be one of my other criteria, was that I wanted the person, they could have been successful in other things, but I wanted them to have like one main, so it couldn't be like Seth MacFarlane, or, you know, voices like 15 different characters or something along those lines. So I went with Lorenzo Music, who voiced some of the guys on Ghostbusters and Bullwinkle. But he's most well known.
This might be the winner for me because I watched a lot of Garfield as a child.
Yes, he voiced Garfield for about 20 years.
The great Garfield will now perform a triple somersault while eating those good-looking Garfield fruit snacks.
Garfield, I need your help.
That goes without saying.
Hey, cat food is for the unimaginative.
Imagine this.
Lasagna served on a dining table is the cutest thing on four legs.
Garfield and Friends is taped in front of an animated studio audience.
I mean, Bill Murray was very good. Like, really, really good in the new CGI versions. But, I don't know, man. Like, that's, Lorenzo Music's always going to be my Garfield.
That's Garfield. I think mine might go Garfield, Optimus Prime, Joker, Batman. Those might be my.
Yeah, I'm a comic snob, so I'm probably going to go, as I put my retainer in and glasses on, probably the Batman Avenue on that front. Optimus Fine did it, but, you know, Megan Fox, I mean, that's the, that's the bread and butter right there.
Did you say Optimus Fine?
trust me. Well, that'll be in my tell-all book. My buddies that are listening right now, if you've been to some establishments, there's Optimus Fines everywhere.
Goodness gracious.
One of these days, Nick, one of these days, Cooper will show you the way. Sweatpants and you just go.
I love Garfield, big Garfield fan. Watched a lot of Garfield cartoons as a kid.
Big fan of the Garfield and Friends. Big, big fan.
Yes.
Of show.
Great show. You didn't watch the Garfield, Phil?
I mean, I did. I just didn't. I remember it, but, you know, it's probably fourth on the power rankings, if we will.
Okay.
That's just me.
That's fine.
But he's,
Bed Rivers Twitter poll.
Lasagna, that's all I remember.
Yeah, that's key. That's a very important part of it. Bed River Twitter poll up soon. Bed Rivers Twitter poll up soon.
How do I phrase it, though? That's the problem. I don't know how to say it without, you know, I only have so many characters on Twitter.
Which one of these voices is most recognizable?
For that particular character?
Yeah.
Or just in general?
Or maybe just in general.
All right, I think I can work with that.
Okay.
All right, as you were, boys.
Okay. 267-9680 is the phone number. 437-9680, the UPS jobs text line. I guess we should take a break here. We'll come back. Greg Galliette from the Louisville Bats joins us next. Talk to him about, well, spring being here, baseball, spring training. The Bats have a schedule out. We'll discuss that with them. And, what hopefully, maybe we'll be able to expect at Louisville Slugger Field this year, with the season slated to start on April 6th and that quickly approaching. So we'll talk to Greg about a little bit of baseball coming up next. It is a Wednesday edition of the V Show. Nick Curran, Nick Valvano, Phil Baker sitting in. Thanks for being with us here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Welcome back. 267-9680, the phone number, 437-9680, the UPS jobs text line. Well, it's a Wednesday edition of the V Show. Nick Curran, Phil Baker, Nick Valvano sitting in for Bobby V today. Starting to feel a lot more like baseball season this week after, well, a rough last couple of weeks with the ice and the snow. Finally getting a little temperature this week. It's been nice. And joining us to discuss, well, hopefully what will be an upcoming baseball season. From the Louisville Bats, it is Greg Galliatt. Greg, how are you?
Nick, it is good to hear your voice. How are you, sir?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice, and, well, glad the weather's turned a little bit. It's starting to feel a little bit more like baseball. The Reds' spring training opener is Sunday as they take on Cleveland, so we're getting there.
We are getting there, and, you know, it's hard to believe. Baseball season is almost here, and I know for all of us going through COVID and now this really nasty cold stretch we've gone through here locally, it's been great for the weather to be warming up a little bit the last few days, see our lawns actually for the first time in a few weeks, and I think people are finally starting to think springtime, and there's no better thing to do during a springtime than take in a baseball game, and we here at Louisville Bat Central here are trying to get ready to open up on Tuesday night, April 6th, to really show off a newly renovated Louisville Slugger Field.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement and a lot of, you know, good stuff going on at the ballpark. I know there's been sort of some pictures and things out there, but I think it's something that you're really going to have to see in person to appreciate all the great stuff there.
No, I think you're right, and I'm sure you can say this also. Over the last year or so many people have stopped and told me or spoken to me and said, hey, we just missed coming to Louisville Slugger Field and going to a Bats game last year in 2020, and we so want to get back out there and just take in a Bats game with the family or with the friends or be out there on a Thursday night and drink those $2 beers. So we're just excited to get things finally back underway, and it's going to be a different kind of season with Major League Baseball now taking over the entire running of minor league baseball. It's kind of changing the look of things for us, but we'll adapt, we'll adjust, and we'll move forward and be excited about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of things that are still being worked out with Major League Baseball, kind of taking control, and some things this year that are in the schedule that are kind of COVID related. Some things that maybe will stay. We'll see how it goes this year. People are going to notice the schedule looks different, six game series at a time against the same team, and that'll be kind of a unique thing to try to help limit some travel.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That seems to be the model or the template that Major League Baseball is using moving forward with the schedule this year. And I guess the other thing that people are going to really notice is the fact that there'll never be any baseball this year at the AAA level on a Monday.
Yeah,
Monday will always be a dark day. They wanted to give the players more time off or the ability to make travel a little bit easier if a team is out on the road going from city to city. And what that is going to do, actually, to the overall schedule, Nick, is it's going to shove the schedule deeper into September. We've always traditionally finished up on Labor Day weekend, and now with this adjustment, not playing on Mondays, it's going to add basically almost three entire weeks on the back end of our season. So we'll actually be going out to the third weekend now of September each year, and that'll be for a little different look, but as we all know, living here in Louisville, the weather is super, usually the early and middle part of September around here, so should make for some great evenings of watching baseball.
Yeah, no, deeper into September, not a bad thing, and it should be some great nights, and we're talking to Greg Galliatt. A couple, something else that folks will notice, and this is kind of reaching back into your days of being with the team for so long, but getting to see some different teams, at least from what we've seen the Bats play going back to when they joined the International League. We're going to see Nashville and Memphis on the schedule this year, which is kind of cool. St. Paul joining the league, and Iowa. I know a lot of Cubs fans in the area. Omaha in there. Some others, and the Bats not playing all the new teams, but a lot of new organizations that are going to be able to be seen for folks this year at Louisville Slugger Field.
Boy, you're right, and certainly it takes me back to my days with the Redbirds in the 80s when teams like the Omaha Royals and the Iowa Cubs would come in and play us in Nashville. And, Memphis at that time was still a Pacific Coast League team.
Sure.
And that'll be the Memphis Redbirds. So that's the old Redbirds franchise that left here and took the name with them to Memphis, even though actually this team here, the Bats, we are still the Redbirds franchise. It's going to make for some interesting matchups, and one of the ones I'm looking forward to, and I've already had a chance to talk with their manager, is having the fact that Rick Sweet, the former manager of the Bats,
yes,
now the skipper of the Nashville Sounds, which is the triple A team of the Milwaukee Brewers. They'll be coming in to play the bats, and in talking to Rick, he's really looking forward to getting him back into Louisville and seeing a lot of his old friends, and that'll make for some fun times. But I'm looking forward to it. It'll be different, but it's always nice to play some different teams. And in talking to Pat Kelly, our manager for the bats this year, he's excited. He's looking forward to it. So we just want to get it underway. And you know, April 6th, it'll be here before you know it when we're playing those Iowa Cubs here on that Tuesday night. And I'd love to have weather like this outside right now for that night. So you just never know what you're going to get in April. But I guess one of the things we're going to have to deal with going forward as far as when we start our season is exactly what our seating capacity is going to be when we open up. Obviously, working with the governor's office, just like Lou City has had to do, just like U of L football and basketball, UK football and basketball, we'll have to make adjustments as we open our season as far as our seating plan. But with the way vaccinations are starting to pick up, with the positive momentum that's going on, I think, in our society, as far as the trend going forward, as far as people getting vaccinated and people getting better, we're hoping that as we get deeper into the summer, things will start to really open back up and get closer to being normal.
I know we're definitely all hoping for that, and certainly hoping for any form of baseball whatsoever there. And an exciting time, and hoping, you mentioned Pat Kelly, that we can kind of finally, I guess, move past the PK curse, hopefully. Yeah, he was going to be the bats manager in 2018, was here for 10 games, and then got promoted to the big leagues as the interim bench coach, was going to be the skipper last year. There was no season. He is slated to be the skipper this year, and hoping he's actually here to manage some games.
Yeah, and I know Pat's excited with the possible guys that may show up on his roster. There's a possibility out of the top 10 prospects for the Reds, as put out by Baseball America and some of the other prognostication and journals out there, that we may see as many as 5 to 6 of the top 10 possibly be on our roster this year at some point. And they got a couple of big league arms that they'd love to feature and get ready to be in a Reds uniform. And talking about Nick Lodello and Hunter Green, two guys that can really get it up there. And I know the Reds are excited about those two young pitchers, and hopefully we'll have a chance to show them off a little bit here at Louisville Slugger Field this season.
Yeah, some high draft picks, and it'll be good to see some really, I guess, you know, there hasn't been a ton recently of, like, the tippy-top prospects maybe make their way through Louisville Slugger Field that come in with all the hype. You know, Billy Hamilton did back in 2013, Aroldis Chapman going back before that, but Nick Senzel obviously did coming through, and he was kind of in and out of the bats lineup with some injury issues before getting promoted to the big leagues. But you know, a couple of guys that are huge names around baseball, and that'll be it always makes it a lot of fun when you've got guys that kind of had a lot of attention on them coming into it.
You're exactly right. And I know if we look in the infield, we're looking at a couple of guys, possibly a Jose Garcia could possibly be the bats opening day shortstop. He was the young shortstop that was featured the last couple of months last year by the Reds during their stretch run, trying to get in the playoffs. They're really excited about that young kid. He has a boatload of talent. This is a young man from Cuba, and then obviously Jonathan India, who was one of their top prospects, number one draft pick from a couple years ago, University of Florida Gator, who's a third baseman, and I know they're excited about him. He could possibly be the bats opening night third baseman. So there's a lot of good young talent right now flowing through the system that could possibly find its way here to the bench of Louisville Slugger Field.
Yeah, an exciting time. It'll be interesting to see what the Redlegs can do at the big league level, and looking forward to having baseball back at Louisville Slugger Field for this summer. Greg, very much appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you in person, hopefully one day soon, and continuing to get ready to get it cranked up.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and hearing your voice just tells me, hey, spring is not too far off. So thanks again for having me today, and hope everybody else out there listening right now is doing well.
No question, Greg. Thank you. Continued success to your Lakers, and steamroll their way to another championship with LeBron James and company. Greg Galliette from the Louisville Bats. Big thanks to him for joining us.
This weather is fantastic. Weinberg, keep it up for him. I missed the debauchery in center field with the $2 beers. I just, the beer pyramids, I know Nikki V yeah. can attest to this. You've never taken part in this, Nick Kern, because you're always on the call.
I mean, I've been out there. Yeah, yeah. I've
well, yeah, that. I was going to say, but you haven't lived until you've built a beer pyramid out there. Am I right, yeah. Nikki
no,
V?
No, I've never built a beer pyramid out there. That's for sure. I once walked out there during a game back when Matty A was still here, back in, I don't know, 2014, 15, somewhere in that range. There was a close call home run that we couldn't tell if cleared or not, and I don't remember what they called, but we wanted to find out if it actually did. So I walked out there mid-game, I think it was on a Thursday, to try to find out from all the folks if the ball had cleared the fence or not.
Nice.
Tough to get a lot of clear answers on a Thursday out there.
I was about to say, that was some people I'm sure weren't even sure there was a game going on.
That's
because they were lived hammered. Until you've been out there and helped partake in one of those pyramids. I am so excited to get back to that. I miss being hit up around Thursday, I would say around 4-ish or so. It's like, hey, man, you got any of those vouchers? It makes it feel like baseball season. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy. So hopefully,
Nick, be honest,
we get back to the normalcy of Bats baseball here in the near future.
1,000%. Phil, and I was usually that one hitting you up for those.
No, I don't mind giving them out. Yeah, I love having going out there. We have them at the station. That's a great partners of ESPN.
Give those suckers out as quick as possible.
Oh, yeah. No, we love the Bats. That was sorely missed last year. That's when it was really kind of a bad reminder of, you know, the situation at hand. And it was like, man, we can't go, you know, get a bobblehead or something like that, you know, and see some good baseball. But I want you're among friends. You're not going to hurt our feelings.
Okay.
But anytime I'd go to a Bats game, and especially on Thursday night, Dollar Beers, I would stumble by the press thing and wave until like it was a commercial break until you could like talk to us. And I know I wasn't the only ESPN Louisville guy to do that.
You'd be surprised.
That was kind of like a lot of us would come by and say hi.
He gets mad because people don't do that more often. Like he legit gets upset where it's like, hey, it was the dog day and I took my dog there.
Like,
and he
hey,
was upset
I was out
at
the game.
I'm
like, hey.
Yeah, I can't bring my dog to the press box, though. I
you
mean, come on. Like,
say hi.
Yeah, he gets really offended by that. Okay, so you were probably in good graces.
No,
with
yeah.
Him.
I thought I was
going to go the opposite. It was like, be honest. Like, am I annoying you because you're working and stuff? No. Like, you know, you're not going to hurt my feelings if, you know, you're like, Nick, you know, go.
No, it's great. You come by regularly. Salzman comes by regularly
Johnny
when
Sales.
He's there.
He was in here a little earlier today.
He was. Saw him.
Love Johnny Sales.
Yeah, Phil will come by. But a lot of the others don't always. Like, Worldwide would leave me hanging on that if I dropped him.
I knew there was one person that you got annoyed with.
Yeah. We started to get there with him, I think. So, yeah. No, I appreciate folks stopping by. So, it can get, you know, well, I mean, it was nice to have Kelce in 2019, and it's nice to have a partner up there, but it's cool to, you know, things can get kind of monotonous over the course of a baseball season when you're in the, you know, July, August days and you're at game like 110 and,
right.
You know, it's nice just folks to come by and kind of change it up a little bit.
I'm kind of with Sweeney on this. I caught myself doing it too. He called us out for it, but we got to kind of stop with these nicknames because I was over here calling him E Wood and EC, and then you're calling him Matty A, and you're just calling him Kelce.
Matt Andrews, when I've worked with Matt Andrews
on our part.
And Jim Kelce. Yeah, I know it is. You're right. We got to stop. You're right. We got to do better.
Quick reminder, coming up in 5 minutes real quick, Satterfield's press conference will be at 6:15 on 93.9 The Ville. 5 minutes from now, you'll have The Take with Andy Sweeney right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Right after the Satterfield press conference tonight, 7 to 8 over on 93.9 The Ville, The Jeff Walls Show. Be sure to get your questions and comments in for Coach Walls. We'll take your phone calls, your texts, your tweets, hashtag Walls Show on Twitter. Would love to get some participation in that. The last regular season show, I think there's one or two coming up in the postseason, but the Jeff Walls Show winding down. So if there's any questions you want to ask of Coach Walls, be sure to get them in.
Last up, UPS Jobs. They're on this morning with Diener. They are doing a hiring blitz. You need to take advantage of this if you're looking for some part-time work. That includes bonuses up to $300 for select shifts. Just head over to upsjobs.com/Louisville.
And Patty Ice always stops by the booth. He does. He should be in that category. I left him out. I'm sorry. The Take is next. Bob's back tomorrow. Thanks for
having me. I have a child, Billy Zane, 55 today. Shout out.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.